This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The chaplain of the day leading in the prayer is Reverend Mercy Hobbs from Trinity Episcopal Church in Pier. And the page leading us in the pledge today is Claire St. Pier from Hamlin Education Center.
Let us pray. God of compassion and courage, we thank you for giving all of us gathered here today another day in which to love and serve you. We pray for these elected men and women that they will honor the promises they have made with grace and compassion and integrity, and remembering those who are in need of the decisions that they make. Above all, that these elected men and women will be led by your vision and love, placing you first in all that they are and all that they do. To your honor and glory, amen. Amen.
Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Curd, DeSanto, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heiner, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Colbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nessebe, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Rush, Russell, Schoenbeck, Smith, Soholt, Solano, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the sixth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. The doctor of the day today is Tad Jacobs. He's a doctor of osteopath. Is he in the gallery? Please stand. Thank you for serving us today. Also, on behalf of Senator Smith, we would like to welcome business and education leaders from the city of Brookings. Brookings is the home to South Dakota State University, the largest college in our state, and the only land-grant university in our state. Leading the delegations are Mayor Keith Colbert and President of SDSU, Dr. Barry Dunn. We'd also like to thank that group for the ice cream down on the rotunda day. Would you all please stand? And on behalf of myself, I would like to welcome a former colleague and friend from that same area, former Senator Larry Tiedemann. Please stand. Welcome back. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 32, recommends due pass, and Senate Bills 30 and 31, and recommend due pass, and both of them to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Soholt, Chair. The Committee on Taxation has had under consideration Senate Bill 25, recommends due pass to be placed on the consent calendar, and recommends deferring Senate Bills 27 and 28 to the 41st legislative day. Senator Monroe, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit House Bills 1002, 1004, 1005, 1006, 1030, 1031, 1039, and 1040, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Sandra J. Zinter, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, a concurrent resolution commending Senators John Thune and Mike Rounds for their votes to confirm Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the United States Supreme Court and wishing Associate Justice Kavanaugh well in his new role. Senator Boland moves that SCR 5, as found on page 71 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
SCR 5, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Boland. Is your microphone on, Senator?
It is now. Mr. President, I have an amendment at the desk.
And has that been distributed?
It has.
And do you move it at this time?
I do.
And that would be C5JA?
That is accurate.
May I speak to the amendment and the resolution?
I may speak to both of them simultaneously?
Yes, sir. Granted.
The amendment basically strikes out the bottom two lines on page one and the bottom two lines on page two, and I don't really think they need any real explanation. Mr. President, I bring to you today SCR 5 with the proposed amendment, a resolution that commends our two United States senators for their votes in confirming Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. Mr. Kavanaugh was and is eminently qualified to be on the United States Supreme Court. His academic background was and is impeccable. He clerked for retiring Justice Kennedy as a young law graduate from Yale University, and he was a judge on the very important United States Court of Appeals for the Washington, D.C. Circuit. Justice Kavanaugh distinguished himself on this court with a fine and extensive record of achievement during his tenure, with only one opinion being reversed by the United States Supreme Court. Justice Kavanaugh was nominated by President Trump in July of this last year to replace the retiring Justice Kennedy, a Reagan appointee who was retiring after 30 years on the bench, and many commentators mentioned that his nomination would have been made by any Republican president, as he is considered a mainstream judge. His nomination received the highest possible rating from the American Bar Association, that is, of exceptionally well qualified. Mr. Kavanaugh was confirmed by a bipartisan vote and is now a sitting justice of the United States Supreme Court. Our two senators exercised their ability to evaluate and concluded that this well qualified person should be confirmed to the court. This resolution commends them for their good judgment, courage, and devotion to duty. This resolution also thanks and commends them for their votes. And I urge, first of all, the adoption of the amendment and the passage of this resolution. Thank you very much.
And for the record, I don't think I recorded the second. Senator Kerr, did you second that? I thought you did. Thank you. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Seeing none, the motion to amend, all those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Motion carries. Further comments on SCR 5 as amended? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I support and supported the process by which the Associate Justice, I should say, I supported him throughout the process. What we're being asked here to do today is a little out of the ordinary. Me speaking on this is a little out of the ordinary because I hadn't planned on it. But I do want to draw people's attention to something that I just stumbled across. In the Red Book, 6A-1, under Legislative Documents, subsection 2 says, a concurrent resolution expresses the opinion or principle of the legislature not having the force of law. It goes on to say, a concurrent resolution shall only be used to authorize interim studies, sessions, or committees, to instruct a department of state government, or to petition federal agencies. I don't think it does any of those things. So while it does express an opinion, it doesn't do what that subsection goes on to tell us it can be used for. And so I'm a little conflicted in whether or not to support this. Again, I support the justice. I support the senators and thank them for their vote. But I don't know that this rises to the level of what a concurrent resolution should be used for here in the state Senate. And I don't know that ultimately it does anything except give a pat on the back to a couple people from a, let's be honest, a Republican legislature in a Republican state with a couple Republican senators who voted on this. So therein lies my pause, and I wanted to share that. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Further remarks. Senator Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to join in the comments that you've just heard from my colleague from the Northeast. I, too, had looked at Rule 6A1, Subpart 2, and I came to the same conclusion he did. A concurrent resolution shall be used only to authorize interim studies to instruct a department of state government, or to petition federal agencies. This does none of those things. I believe that this particular concurrent resolution is out of order.
Further remarks? Senator Sohol.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, on the surface, aside from the procedural issues that have arisen, to thank our good United States senators for their work. I've been incredibly supportive of Senator John Thune and Senator Mike Rounds and the way they act with integrity in our United States Congress on behalf of our state. Additionally, there was bipartisan support for Judge Kavanaugh to become a Supreme Court justice from his experience and his background. But I rise in opposition to SCR 5 because of the underlying premise of how those hearings went, that both Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford, through the process, became politicized and victimized, and that there was disparity and ill regard on all sides of this issue. For us to affirm SCR 5, while we may want to thank and support the people that represent us in Washington, is really an affirmation and a disregard of what happened during that process. That on its face value, how that became politicized, now SCR, we are saying to Judge Kavanaugh and to Dr. Ford that what they went through, we are now rising this in the state of South Dakota to further politicize something. When people are victimized, when people have something happen to them, and it does not surface until years and years later, South Dakota and us as a body should not be a part of affirming this subject. There are many other subjects that don't carry this kind of electricity and depth of what could be misinterpreted from this body, for which we can thank our very capable and competent senators from the state of South Dakota. And so I would encourage us not to affirm Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5.
Further remarks. Senator Russell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to thank the sponsor of this concurrent resolution for bringing forward not only this resolution, but all of the wonderful resolutions that we've had. We began at the same time in the House a decade ago, and I've always been very appreciative of the resolutions that he brings, especially those that educate me in South Dakota history, in the history of the United States of America. It's always been very well received by most folks. I understand that this one is a little bit controversial. However, I don't think that all of those resolutions that the good member from Canton has brought over the years probably fit that rule that was articulated earlier. And I think that that, unfortunately, the rule, I hope that it wasn't changed recently in order to try and stifle these types of resolutions that I have greatly appreciated over the years. In regard to this particular instance, I think that our senators, I would hate for the body to defeat this here today, because our senators, as far as I'm concerned, showed a lot of leadership on this issue. There were many unsubstantiated accusations that wouldn't hold water in any court in the land made at that time. And it was, I felt that it was really unfortunate that a jurist with that kind of a record, an impeccable record, would be subjected to a political process that unfortunately was probably the worst example of what we've ever seen in terms of a Supreme Court nominee in the history of this country. And so for us to back down and not commend our senators for doing a job that I know that I would have, as a senator, would have had some difficulty doing based upon what I saw on the television. The out-and-out rancor and the name-calling and the vicious attacks, the withering vicious attacks that this man endured, simply trying to serve his country, I think showed the worst characteristics of our political discourse in this country. And therefore, I don't think that it would be wise on our part to simply, because there we have a little bit of criticism, that we withdraw from doing the right thing. And the right thing is to commend this man for his service and to also commend our senators for stepping forward and doing the right thing in a very tumultuous time, because if President Trump nominates another justice before the end of his term, we are going to see a much worse situation, because the stakes are even going to be that higher for the other side. So I would ask that we take this very seriously, what we're doing here today, because if we reject this, we know that the media is going to want to play that up, and it may even get some national attention that South Dakota doesn't need, and that we certainly wouldn't want to put on our two senators. So with that, I thank you for your time, and I had asked that you support this resolution.
Thank you. Further remarks, Senator Schoenbeck.
Thank you, Mr. President.
State your point.
I had previously questioned whether this concurrent resolution was out of order, and I'm wondering whether that doesn't require a ruling from the chair.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
State your point.
There was no motion made to ask the court to rule, and so I think I have the floor.
Well, I believe you're correct, and the point of order is incorrect. It's out of order because there was no request for action made. Senator Schoenbeck, you have the floor.
Thank you. You know, about the time that Kavanaugh stuff was getting done, I emailed the former attorney general and a former treasurer of this state, and I told them it's pretty clear to me now that neither of them could ever be confirmed to be a janitor in the Supreme Court. What we've done to this process now is outrageous. And let me say, I appreciate the amendment that tones down the temperature in the resolution. But in one sense, it doesn't go far enough. And what we ought to be talking about, if we're going to talk about this, I think, is that we've ruined the system. We, as Americans, and quite frankly, the good news and what this resolution is appropriate for is commending two senators who didn't do any of that loud, noisy stuff. Because it's not going to be about whether the next nominee shifts the political balance of the court, which there shouldn't even be such a balance. The rules now are that everybody, whoever gets nominated, we're going to know everybody that was mad about what happened on a date in a locker room, a video they rented, what they said to their neighbor and their neighbor's dog. And most of it won't be true because it's not as good of news coverage if you just tell the true stuff. Most of us are kind of boring in real life. The system is going to get worse. That it's not going to matter if it's a Democrat or Republican nominee. I am proud that our senators did not engage in that demagoguery. And so I'm going to vote for the resolution because of the message it sends to that particular federal agency, the United States Senate, about how you ought to behave on these types of issues. I just fear that our senators, even if it's a Democrat nominating a liberal justice, I suspect they will behave as they always have behaved, even on the last under President Obama's nominees. But I think, sadly, they will be in the minority for behavior. And so I would encourage you to support the resolution. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks on SCR 5 as amended? Senator Heinert.
Mr. Chair, I request Mr. President, I request a formal ruling by the President as to the invocation of previous mentioned rule.
Senator Greenfield, what was the rule that you had referenced?
Thank you, Mr. President. It would be 6A-1 sub 2.
Well, I've got the rule in the book, but I will tell you this, Senator Heinert. The precedents, regardless of the debate, what the rule book says, and we could debate that, but the precedent has been set and reaffirmed time and time again on these chambers. Now, if the Rule Reviews Committee determines that it's got to be a problem where they want to address it and make specific rules and enforce them in the Red Book, then I might rule otherwise. But just based on precedents set on resolutions, I will rule you out of order as far as motion, your point of order. Further remarks, Senator Heinert, you have the floor.
Well, Mitakapi, Mr. President, I have an amendment at the desk.
And is that C5KA?
Correct.
And it has been distributed?
Correct.
Do you move it at this time?
I do.
Is there a second? Second it. Comments?
Mr. President, I have a point of order.
State your point.
As I read this amendment, I do not believe it is germane to the title or the content of this bill. I would incite Rule 5-14.
Talk to you.
President rules that point of order in order. And in fact, the title, as stated in your title amendment, has nothing to do with the subject at hand and the resolution as it being presented. So I will hold that point of order, and your motion to amend is out of order.
Well, it's sad that we don't even get to talk about that motion.
Well, let me read 514. It says, no motion to amend a bill is in order unless it is germane to the subject expressed on the title of the bill. And as I stated, I have read both titles, and I find nothing whatsoever germane in the titles on a Hoghouse Amendment.
Mr. President, if I may.
Senator Heinert.
The germaneness lies in the request to Senators Thune and Rounds. That is how it is germane in title and in the body of the bill.
Do you wish to challenge the rule of the chair?
I do.
Senator Heiner does challenge the rule of the chair. Is he supported? He is not supported. Thank you, Senator Heiner. Senator Heiner, you still have the floor. Do you wish to continue?
I do. Well, thank you, Mr. President. And members of the body, we should be ashamed of ourselves, of what's going on here today. We are clearly talking about a resolution that does not ask the Congress for anything. It does not ask the President for anything. It does not set up a standing committee. It does nothing of what resolutions are supposed to do. We have spent nearly 20 minutes in front of all these good people talking about a thank you card. If you want to send a thank you card, go right ahead. You do not have to use our body to do so. We have tried to come through this process with class and dignity. But that has been thrown in our face. So if you want to pass this resolution that does absolutely nothing, when we have a government shut down right now, be my guest. You will not get my support. Plamia apolo, hechatulo.
Senator Langer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I urge this body to do the right thing and support our, this is about Supreme Court justices and how important this is to our body and to our nation as a whole. I believe that that's what the intent of this resolution was. And I ask that we vote and move forward and I ask for your support.
Thank you. Further remarks, Senator Nezeba.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I agree with the last speaker. Supreme Court justices are important, and that nomination process is important. What we is left out of this resolution by the good senator from Canton is the context in which this Kavanaugh hearing took place. We have to remember, on February 13, 2016, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia died. Later that day, Mitch McConnell issued a statement that they would not consider any nominee put forth by President Obama and that a Supreme Court nomination should be left to the next president of the United States. President Obama responded that he intended to fulfill my constitutional duty to appoint a judge to our highest court and that there was no well-established tradition that a president could not fill a Supreme Court vacancy during the U.S. president's last year in office. On March 16th, President Obama formally nominated Justice Garland to the then vacant post of Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. However, Mitch McConnell refused to even consider Garland's nomination. He didn't act the way that we generally act in this body when we do our best work. We do our best work when we work together, when we approach each other, palms up, and we follow our own rules. And we focus on the problems and issues of this state. When we work together on workforce development, when we work for together to provide access to health care, we work together to enhance the education of the people in our state. But Mitch McConnell and Senator Rounds and Senator Thune did not operate with South Dakota values. They did not operate in a palms-up way, and it was into that context that the Kavanaugh confirmation hearing took place. And that's completely left out of this resolution. And I'm surprised that my good colleague from Canton left that out, because he generally is so good at understanding the history and providing the historical context for these sort of resolutions. Judge Garland had more federal judicial experience than any Supreme Court nominee in history. He was the oldest Supreme Court nominee since Lewis F. Powell in 1971. The American Bar Association Standing Committee on the Federal Judiciary unanimously rated Garland, gave him the highest rating as well to sit on the Supreme Court. But instead, the U.S. Senate did not act. I think if you vote for this resolution, you're going to get more of these. And I think it's important today that we vote no against this resolution. We stop playing politics with the work that we have to do on this floor. And we move on to doing what we were sent here to do, which is to work on health care, to work on education, and work on workforce development. I urge you to vote no on this resolution. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Does any member wish to speak for a first time before Senator Langer speaks a second time? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, sir. I rise in support of the President's ruling. He is exactly correct. And it's important because of the discussion we're having today. As the good Lieutenant Governor pointed out, a concurrent resolution expresses the opinion or principle of the legislature not having the force of law. What is a principle? A rule or a code of conduct, the habitual devotion of right principle, a main of principle, the laws or facts of nature underlying the works of an artificial device, a primary source. I'll cut to the chase. Gratitude and appreciation is a principle. It's a foundation of what we believe in, and it's one of the reasons why we have concurrent resolutions. So I do thank the Lieutenant Governor for the proper ruling on that. In this case, I am one that's oft noted to be critical of some of our federal legislators, and frankly, they're often very deserving of that criticism. In this case, I do believe that we owe them some appreciation and gratitude for doing their duty during some very difficult times, very heated, ugly discussions that revolved on this Supreme Court justice's nomination. We should not ever be afraid to come to this hallowed floors and discuss every and any matter of concern to the citizens of South Dakota. Every one of those concerns and gratitude is worthy of public discussion and acknowledgement right here. And I do thank the good gentleman from Canton for bringing this. I support him. I'd ask you also to support him. But before I do, I want to point out with respect to my colleague from Yankton and for our further procedures here on the floor, a point of order takes precedence, and it's always an order, and it must be dealt with before someone else continues speaking. It stops the discussion and debate. We need to remember that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Further remarks? Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. President. I respectfully call the question.
Question been called. Second it. That's non-debatable motion. All in favor of the motion to call a previous question will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Question is called. The question is, SCR 5 as amended, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin?
No.
Kurd?
No.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
No.
Greenfield?
No.
Heinert?
No.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
No.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher? Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessebe?
No.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
No.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
No.
Zoholt?
No.
Solano?
No.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Pardon?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
No.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 22 yeas, 13 nays.
Thank you. SCR 5, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is approved as read.
Senator Lane.
And on behalf of Senator Kamak, we have South Dakota District FFA officers here from all over South Dakota. Any of them left here?
Thank you.
They're right behind us. If you guys would stand up. I'd also announce there is a legislative breakfast at Drifters tomorrow starting at 6:30. So welcome and thank you for being here.
Senator Langer moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12:30 on Thursday, January 17th, the 8th legislative day.
All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Langer moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 17 is found on page 96 of the Senate Journal and Ag and Natural Resources on Senate Bill 33 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Comments on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 52, an act to provide for the addition of a half unit of civics education to the units of credit required for high school graduation. Senate Bill 53, an act to revise certain rulemaking authority regarding alcoholic beverage discounts. And Senate Bill 1, a joint resolution proposing and submitting to the electors at the next general election an amendment to the Constitution of the State of South Dakota related to terms of office for members of the legislature.
Thank you. Those bills are assigned as follows. Commerce gets Senate Bill 53, Education gets Senate Bill 52, and State Affairs gets SGR 1. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1002, an act to provide for criminal background checks for certain applicants and employees of the Department of Public Safety. 1004, an act to revise parole date calculation provisions. 1005, an act to authorize a hearing panel of the Board of Pardons and Paroles to make clemency recommendations. House Bill 1030, an act to allow the Office of School and Public Lands to accept internet bidding for the leasing of state minerals. 1031, an act to authorize certain wind and solar easements and leases by the Commissioner of School and Public Lands. House Bill 1039, an act to provide for the use of the Obligation Recovery Center by certain post-secondary technical institutes. And finally, 1040, an act to establish certain provisions regarding the Opportunity Scholarship Program.
Those bills are assigned as following. Commerce gets House Bill 1030 and 1031. Education gets House Bill 1040. Judiciary, House Bill 1002, 1004, 1005, 1006. Senate Appropriations gets House Bill 1039. Consent calendar.
Senator Monroe requested that Senate Bill 20 be removed from the consent calendar, and Senator Heinert requests that Senate Bill 12 be removed from the consent calendar. Both of those will be calendared tomorrow. And then remaining on the calendar are Senate Bill 23, an act to revise
certain references to repealed or obsolete provisions regarding the Department of Education in Senate Bill 5, an act to codify legislation enacted in 2018.
So Senate Bill 23 and Senate Bill 5, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 23 and Senate Bill 5. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Curd?
Yes.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert? Jensen,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Blum,
aye.
Kobach,
aye.
Langer,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Monroe,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nessebe,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Otten,
aye.
Partridge,
aye.
Rush,
aye.
Russell,
aye.
Schoenbeck,
aye.
Smith,
aye.
Soholt,
aye.
Solano,
aye.
Stalzer,
aye.
Steinhauer,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
White,
aye.
Wick,
aye.
Wismer,
aye.
And Youngberg.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Senate Bill 23 and 5, having received a majority of members elect, are hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Seeing none, the titles are deemed correct.
Senator Langer moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred until Thursday, January 17th, the 8th legislative day.
Second.
Comments on that motion? I'm sorry. All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Announcements. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege.
Granted.
I have the honor and privilege to welcome in my grandson, Damian Howard Thomas, that was just born. So I want to welcome my grandson to the world and thank the good Lord that he came safely. Thank you, sir.
Further announcements, Senator Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I could have done this earlier, but you were too quick for me. On your desks, you all have a green bag that is full to overflowing with lots and lots of goodies, and it's not from Brookings. Notice it says Sisseton. Sisseton is in District 1. These bags are here courtesy of Representative McCleary's request to the Executive Secretary of the local Sisseton Chamber of Commerce. And as you can tell, she's very ambitious.
Thank you. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the gallery with us today is one of our former interns. 2 years ago, he helped keep me organized throughout the entire session, as well as some others. Ryan Saylors is with us today, and I believe he's also the chairman of the Student Federation. So if you would please welcome Ryan.
Welcome. Further announcements, personal privileges. Senator Kamak.
We've got Ag Committee tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and we're going to be getting some information from DNR and also considering the reappointment of the Secretary.
Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow, 7:45 a.m., Senate Education Committee, we will be doing an informational briefing from the Board of Regents and taking up Senate Bill 1.
Thank you. Senator Stalzer.
Commerce and Energy will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in room 423. We have a full slate.
Thank you. Further announcements? Senator Boland?
Yes, just a reminder to all the members that in 10 minutes the memorial service will start in the House Representatives Chamber. It's a, for those of you who are new members, it's a very moving experience to see the names of representatives and senators who have passed on in the last year be mentioned publicly. So I encourage you to attend. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Russell?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Judiciary Committee will meet at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Senator Wick?
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple of things. Your Joint Committee on Appropriations meets bright and early tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. We will hear from the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and followed by the Investment Council and the Retirement System. Also, following the memorial service today, there will be a briefing in room 414 from the Public Utilities Commission. Thank you.
Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. No local government tomorrow.
Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Wick moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Comments on, as you were. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.